This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles and Rays tonight, 6:50. Baltimore baseball tonight. The Bone and Jim Hunter tonight at 6. And let's head down to St. Pete now. Orioles, again, taking on the Rays. Trying to get off the schneid, losing 2-3 from the Blue Jays. Rock Abaco covers the O's for Masson. And he joins us now in Rock. Thank you, as always, for joining us. So, lineup just came out. Interesting, I guess, what, three of the last four? No Kobe Mayo. Do you think it's the back-to-back domes? They want to keep him off the fast tracks on defense?
By the way, what is the schneid?
Schneid. It's an Italian word that I learned growing up.
So you're allowed to say it on the air?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It isn't a dirty word.
No. Chris Berman used to say it all the time.
He did.
He did. Yeah. He actually did. I don't know. I wasn't in Toronto, but I was checking the lineups and trying to keep up. And it is interesting that he's not getting that we're playing you every day and doing the evaluation kind of treatment here. And I don't know how much of that is what we've seen at the plate, some difficulties a little bit in the field. You're right, this turf, obviously talk to Brandon Hyde about it later, but I just assumed that when he came up, and I think I probably wrote, because I've been wrong before, he didn't come up here to sit, and he's doing a little bit of sitting. So, and obviously Urias, former Gold Glove winner, it would be an upgrade defensively. He was actually hitting pretty well there for a while, too, and then all of a sudden it looked like he was just going to be glued to the bench. But, yeah, we'll check on that later, but it's kind of interesting that Mayo was not playing every single day since they brought him up here.
I do wonder, too, now, Rock, and we talked about this at the opening of the show, if they've got to kind of go defense above all else, right? Like, the hitting has been scattershot. They've obviously lost a ton of impact arms going back to Batista a year ago. Like, we got to at least catch the ball, and that means our best right fielders probably got to play right field most of the time, and on it goes. I'm kind of wondering if we're reaching that point with it now more of a sprint than a marathon.
Yeah, it was interesting. We saw O'Hearn in left field, we've seen him in right, and now we actually have three outfielders in the outfield. And Mullins has sat a little bit, and Hyde loves his defense in center, but you probably do reach that point where if nothing else, you got to help your pitching staff out. Maybe you do go in that direction. But then there are times when you do that, you might be sacrificing a little bit of offense. So there have been issues in pretty much every area, which you can expect when a team's struggling. Nothing bigger than the injuries, of course. But there are times where they just flat out aren't hitting, or they're not getting the pitching, whether it's a short start or the relief late inning or middle relief has been weak. And sometimes they're not making plays in the field. And yet here they are still tied for first place.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a dominant team in baseball this year?
No.
It's pretty interesting. This is like the right year, I guess, to hit these kind of streaks because it's really hard to knock them out of first place.
Rock, it was another rough start for Dean Kramer last night. And after April last year, he was really, really solid for them. Not the case this season. What's been off about Kramer for you?
Yeah, I mean, some of it has been sometimes you just pitch a little bit of bad luck. He's had some starts like that. And other times it's just, you make one or two pitches where you leave a ball out over the plate or an untimely walk. And it just seemed like they kept putting guys on base ahead of Vladimir Guerrero, which, by the way, I do not recommend doing.
Yeah.
That was an issue. So, it could be a combination of things there, but it really is magnified because, this isn't somebody we're talking about, just your fourth or fifth starter. And in the postseason, you've got these three big time arms and then you're okay. Like, they need him to really step up now, especially while Grayson Rodriguez is out. We don't know for how long, and all the other injuries that we've already talked about. There's a little more pressure now on Kramer to step up, and he has not really been able to do that. He's not getting deep into games. And like I said, there's just these outings where there's a couple bad pitches made and he gets burned. Or like I said, you know, you walk a guy ahead of a guy and he certainly can't do that. They're pitching from behind too much. Now, he's not the only one. Guys come in and it's immediately 3-0, 3-1. So I guess it's been a combination of things, but it just seems to stand out more right now because they really do need him to be that version of Dean Kramer we've seen, you know, when he's really, really good. They need that, like, right now.
We're talking to Rock Kubatko. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Rock, Craig Kimbrell, how do you see them blending him back in? I guess Dominguez is the closer for now, but Kimbrell eventually will get a shot again?
I would think, and I'm a little surprised that has happened already. Now, I don't know, you know, how many save opportunities there have necessarily been, but, yeah, I thought by now, this most recent time, I thought, well, he's going to be that guy because, you know, again, they've seen him when he's been really good. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about All-Star snub, and then the streak happened again. But once he got out of that last one, he was really good. So I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't happened yet. And I do think eventually he gets another opportunity here. I think, you know, when you get a guy like Dominguez, it was more for, like, protection in case Kimbrell struggled and have, like, a big arm for, you know, seventh, eighth inning setup. So I assume Kimbrell's going to get that shot again. I don't think they've given up on him. I'm just surprised that hasn't happened by now.
Does something seem a little off with Ryan Mountcastle? I just wonder if the trade rumors and him not having his best season and starting to see some of the guys he came up with either almost traded or traded, he's platooning more than before. It just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but he doesn't seem maybe to be as much a part of this as before.
He also only has two homers since the end of June.
Right. And I mean, he's been streaky in the past. That's the one thing that's kind of eluded him, is that consistent, you know, productive stretch that he has. But yeah, more so now, but you know, who knows? I'm sure he would never say that was the reason, you know, that he was ever distracted. But I mean, he knew that, you know, he can't avoid it. He knew his name was out there. And, you know, there was talk that he could go, and he certainly didn't want to. And I'm sure that was a sense of relief, but I'm not sure if that really was something that distracted him that much. He's just in one of those stretches again. Sometimes, again, it's tough luck. How many times have we seen him hit a ball in the fence at Camden Yards and then tilt his head back to around first base? That's like his patented move right there. But, you know, he's definitely, you know, due to get on another tear. And we see that. He just can be very streaky. And, you know, I don't know how much that really affected him or for something else, but he's definitely not a guy that's right in the lineup every night anymore.
Jackson Holliday creeping up the lineup, Rock, batting six tonight. Didn't have a hit last night, but extended his RBI streak to six straight games. Defensively, you still see some lapses there, but the bat has been really, really big for this team.
Yeah, that's a guy you do right in every day. There's no doubt. And it should be against left. It should be against right. And I know, you know, they play matchups so much that you may get pinch hit for again against a lefty. But when you have a hot bat like that, I just leave him out there. And I did notice he is creeping up. He's not hitting ninth anymore. And of course, it's a different lineup with McCann in it tonight. But, you know, he's earned a chance to move up. And he just, you know, he just looks so much more comfortable than he did before. And I'm sure it helped to get that experience, even though it was a 2-for-34, to have already been up. And he just is able to be a player now. It's not a huge deal. He's not surrounded by media on the road or, you know, at home. It's not like there's a huge media scrum every time he walks into a room. I think it's a little more – he handled it really well. He's mature beyond his years, but I think it's a little easier for him right now to just go out and play, stay behind the ball. He's not as – like Brandon said, he's not as kind of jumpy in the box right now. And, you know, talent plays. He was too good to not succeed. This is going to happen. And it's amazing that it happens at this age. But he's just being Jackson Holliday, and I think that's a lot more comfortable for him than being the 1-1 – 20-year-old who's Matt Holliday's son. He's just a very good ball player.
Rock, before I let you go, you brought up the matchup kind of thing that they like to do. You weren't in Toronto, but were you surprised by the Mayo for Kowser in the eighth the other night?
Only because Kowser's been swinging about so well and has been in the lineup pretty much every night. So it surprised me a little bit. But again, we see the pinch hitting and the matchups all the time, and it's, you know, it's not like Brandon's going rogue. I mean, this is what they talk about. They plan it. They've got all the data to support it. But, yeah, I was a little surprised, first of all, just that Kowser came out, but also that Mayo was chosen in that spot so early on in his tenure in the majors and still trying to get that first hit. But Brandon mentioned it's a power bat. He was just hoping that matchup with one swing would be impactful, and it wasn't. But, you know, more times than not, it seems like these decisions are working. But that one still, yeah. When you, and especially if it became the same ending that they pinch hit for Holiday, I think that magnified it even more.
Rock Abatko covers the O's for Mass. And Rock, great as always, man. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Florida.
Hey, I meant to ask this before. Is there any truth to the rumor that those dirty Canadians captured Steve Molesky?
Yeah,
I
you see
kidnapped.
That? Yeah.
I think he got kidnapped.
Yeah. They're not letting him out.
He loves Toronto. I'm not sure he wants to leave, let's be honest.
I heard it was the same guys who threw that beer at Kim in the playoff game.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They've got Molesky.
Oh, that is an old school reference. Steve would have caught it and chugged it.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys.
See ya.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.